Here's the kickoff. It's on the ground, and it's recovered by one of the up backs for Richmond at the Richmond 47-yard line. The ball was kicked on the ground and recovered by number 40 for the Richmond Spartans. That was Morgan Hutchings, a backup running back linebacker for Richmond.
Not quite sure what happened there, Mark. I was watching for the ball to go deep. Anyway, Richmond's going to have great field position to start this football game.
They're going to have an I formation in the backfield of Tommy Wedgeworth and Timmy Beasley. Wedgeworth is the deep back. Maxwell under center, fakes the handoff, goes back to pass, eludes a defender. That's Baker, and he throws, and it's caught by Seeley at the Chillicothe 28-yard line. He tiptoed right there on the out-of-bounds, but a beautiful, strong throw there by Quentin Maxwell, the Richmond quarterback, who leads this team not only in passing, but also in rushing.
Quentin Maxwell has agreed to play football next year at Ohio University. He's going to a D1 school. He must be pretty good.
Wide receiver wide to the right, two to the left. Shotgun formation for Maxwell on the first down play. He hands off to Wedgeworth. Wedgeworth gets another first down on that first down carry, traveling all the way down to the Hornet 15-yard line. So two plays, Butch, and they go from their own 47 all the way down to the Hornet 15-yard line. D.L. Midget on the tackle of Wedgeworth. Wedgeworth, the second leading rusher on this Richmond team, having carried the ball 77 times for 391 yards and 7 touchdowns. From the backfield of this offense of Richmond, Wedgeworth is to the left hip of Maxwell. Maxwell fakes the handoff. Maxwell keeps it. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown. Richmond Spartans, Quentin Maxwell from 10 yards out with 11:23 remaining first quarter. Richmond draws first blood, scoring 6 points off of 3 plays from scrimmage. For Quentin Maxwell, that is his 10th rushing touchdown of the season. The extra point attempt is awaiting. Small size kicker. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good. It's good by the kicker, number 25 for the Richmond Spartans, Dominic Noble, a 5'7", 145-pound sophomore for the Richmond Spartans. Well, Butch, if you're a Hornet fan, that's not how you wanted to start out.
Not at all. We struggled a little bit last week defensively to start the game. It would be nice not to do that tonight. Now we got to go down and score, trying to match touchdowns right now. So that's a little bit of a disappointment to start this football game. It was a beautiful pass from Maxwell that set that thing up. He had, it was about a 35, 40-yard pass play to give Richmond that great field possession. And anyway, they go in and score 3 plays, 53 yards on that scoring drive, and they scored really quick to start this football game. So Chillicothe is going to have their work cut out for them, but they've got to get her done right here.
Chris Gardner, a senior now, will be doing the kicking chores on this kickoff for Richmond. He has it teed up at the north 40-yard line as this field lays north to south. They're going to kick it on the ground. It goes behind Ty Figg, but he gets it over his shoulder at the 25, tries to cross the 25. He does. The extra effort gets him up to the 30, and he gets all the way out to the Hornet 33-yard line. Good return there by the sophomore Ty Figg. Dakota Peel was on the tackle of Figg on the coverage there for Richmond.
Nice return by Ty Figg. Very alertly picked up that funny bouncing ball there. And he gets it out to the 33-yard line of the Hornets. So Chillicothe, their first possession, they're going to start from their own 33, trailing 7-0.
With 11:13 remaining in the first quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 8 game. Here's the handoff to Plummer. Plummer crosses the 35 and gets up to about the 37-yard line of the Hornets, where it'll be a second and long for Chillicothe. Tackle made by Austin Kievehaver for the Richmond defense. This Richmond defense is allowing 20 points per game to their opponent, so far this season. And their offense is averaging 26 points per game. So they've had close games on average throughout the season. Quarterback Kate Snyder hands off to Plummer again. He goes off right tackle. Drives the pile forward, picks up the first down as he crosses the 40, now the 45. Brought down at the Hornet 46 by Diaz Elliott, a 6-foot, 225-pound defensive lineman. He's only a sophomore.
Nice run that time, nice blocking up front. And Luke Plummer is able to pick up about 10 yards on that play and, most importantly, picks up the first down. Has the ball to the 46-yard line of the Hornets.
Snyder has a balanced line in front. First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 46. Snyder hands off. No, he hands off to Plummer this time again. Plummer gets it up to midfield, so he's been the workhorse so far. Sean Marant was on the tackle for the Richmond Spartans. A gain of four. It'll be a second and six now for Chillicothe at the 50-yard line. We're down to 10 minutes remaining, first quarter. Richmond leads this district game 7-0.
14 seconds on the play clock. Chillicothe just now coming out of the huddle.
Baker will be flanked wide to the right. Plummer and Midget are split in the backfield. From the 50, Snyder hands off to Midget. Midget scurries forward and dives for the Richmond 45, short of the first down by 2 yards. Last week, DL had a huge game offensively, having 28 carries of the ball for 180 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also caught 2 passes for 36 yards. As he was a bright star offensively for the Hornets against Benton last week. Dominic Noble on the tackle of Midget there. Third and long one for the Hornets at the 45 of Richmond. Strong line to the right. Disler gets the ball. He gets the first down, gets into the secondary, crossing the Richmond 40 and down to the 36. Goes Disler, picking up another Hornet first down. Sean Marant was on the tackle again for the Richmond Spartans.
The second first down on this drive as Chillicothe gets the ball into Richmond territory at the 36-yard line of Richmond.
Chillicothe quickly comes up, breaks huddle, and comes up to the line of scrimmage. Strong line to the right from the 36-yard line of Richmond. Snyder hands off to Disler again. He goes off around the right side, gets a few more yards as he gets across the Richmond 35 down to the 33. Still short of the first down, Quentin Maxwell, the quarterback, also playing linebacker, was in on the tackle for Richmond. This Chillicothe Hornets football game is also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the link. Second down and 7 for the Hornets at the Richmond 33-yard line. Strong line to the right for Snyder. Midget's flanked tight to the right. Quick handoff goes to Baker. Baker gets forward down to the 30, but he's still short of the first down is Baker. Baker is a triple threat for this Hornet team. For the season, he's carried the ball 45 times for 217 yards, ranking number 3 on the team in rushing. He's number 2 in receiving on this Hornet team with 182 yards receiving on 13 catches. And he's also returned 1 kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown in the last home game at Chillicothe's Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium against Smithville. And here's Baker again, breaks a tackle, ball comes loose, ball goes towards the Richmond goal line down to the 24-yard line.
Hayden Major came up with it.
All right.
Oh, that was
it is a first down, too, Butch.
That's a first down. That's a break for the Hornets. Fumbled the ball forward, and Hayden Major very alertly was there to fall on that football. So that gives Chillicothe a first down. Boy, my heart stopped for a minute there, which it does quite often.
It's a good drive that we've had. You hate to see it get killed on
oh,
the turnover.
I know. We got the ball down to the just past the 25-yard line, short of the 24 of Chillicothe. So
you know, you bring
first down, and go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Butch, you bring up Hayden Major's name. That's the first time we've called it tonight. But, boy, did we call it a lot last week against Ben. He had the game of the of the week, in my opinion,
right,
for the Hornets.
Certainly did.
Midget flanked tight to the right. Strong line to the right for the Hornets. First and 10 at the 24 of Richmond now. Handoff goes to Baker. Baker dives forward, gets some running room, but he gets down to about the 21 now of Richmond. Good run there by Baker. Quentin Maxwell on the tackle. Butch, right now, all three starting running backs for the Hornets are getting their fair share of carries.
That's right.
One
That's right. For a while there, it was all Luke Plummer, and but now they're kind of mixing it up as Chillicothe picks up 4 yards on that play, bring a second down and six as the ball's now on the 20-yard line of Richmond.
Chillicothe's yet to throw the ball on this opening drive for their offense, but they still are moving the ball very well. Here's a pitch back going to Midget. Midget now crosses the 20, and he's hit immediately after he crosses the line of scrimmage, so he gains about one there, and it'll be a third and a long, probably five now for the Hornet offense. Chris Gardner and Morgan Hutchins were in on the tackle for Richmond. You could tell they were keying on Midget all the way there.
That's right. That's good defense that time on the part of Richmond. Has DL only picked up about a half a yard, so it's going to bring up a third down and five. Ball just passed the 20-yard line in on Richmond's side.
Chillicothe's going to have a balanced line, third and five from the 20 of Richmond. Counter handoff goes to Midget. Midget goes around the right side. I'm afraid he's going to be just short of the first down by a couple of yards as he gets down to about the 17-yard line of Richmond. Again, this field lays north to south. Chillicothe heading towards the north end zone. They do appear to have what wind is here in their favor as they make their way to the north. As they are right now on your radio dial, right to left. We've got right now 5:43 remaining first quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 8 game. The opening round, and Chillicothe is going to go for it. Down 7-0 to Richmond. They're going to go for it on 4th and 3 at the 17 of Richmond.
They did.
Here's a hand. Oh, flag.
Yeah, they did jump. Richmond's left end jumped off sides. Now how the officials will see it. Yeah, they did. Very, it's a smart play.
Big first down penalty there that Richmond helped the Hornets out on, and it'll be 1st and 10 at about the 11-yard line of Richmond.
Chillicothe in that situation, they just go up and change the cadence a little bit, and all defensive linemen are telling them, key the ball, but they don't. They hear that, they get used to that cadence, and they'll jump off sides, and that's exactly what happened there. And Chillicothe picks up a big first down here.
1st and 10 for the Hornets at the Richmond 11. Strong line to the left. Three backs in the backfield. Hand off to Midget. Goes around the right side instead. Gets across the 5, and touchdown, Hornets! Touchdown by D.L. Midget with 5 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and it's now Chillicothe 6, Richmond 7.
Boy, I didn't think he'd made the touchdown.
I didn't either.
The officials did, and that's what counts. But a nice run by DL, nice blocking up front, and DL runs 11 yards for the touchdown.
Tristan Sewell now in to attempt the point after as Wagner Chapman remains on the injured list, and here's the extra point attempt. He's 6 for 7 so far on the season, and he's now 7 for 8 as the extra point is good, tying the game up at 7-7 here in Richmond, Missouri, between the Chillicothe Hornets and the Richmond Spartans. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Richmond, Missouri, where it's the start of district play across the state of Missouri tonight. And Chillicothe is tied right now 7-7 with 5 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in this Class 3 District 8 ball game. A kick on the ground. It's touched by Richmond. And did the Hornets recover
it? I think Chillicothe got it.
Depends
on if they think he's out of bounds. They're talking about
Chillicothe
it.
Says Chillicothe
has got the football.
It's by number 29, Butch, Tanner Lent. He came down and beat the Spartan to the ball at the 29-yard line, or they're going to mark it actually at the 31-yard line of Richmond. I actually thought it was at the 29, but I will take the ball. I don't care about the mark.
Yeah, let's just take the football. First down, Chillicothe at the 31. I'm kind of like you. I thought it was a little further north, but the important thing is they gave Chillicothe the football. Tanner Lent just did a beautiful job getting over there and following the football just before it went out of bounds. Ooh, that's close. I'm looking at it on my version of the instant replay. Yeah, he got it right before he went out of bounds.